On August 8, 1979, when my sister-in-law and I were visiting Yellowstone National Park, I added a stunningly beautiful bird to my life list, an endangered species that at that time could be seen only in Yellowstone and in the Red Rock Lakes area of Montana. The trumpeter swan. Historically, trumpeter swans bred in the United States from the West through Indiana, Illinois, Michigan, and Ohio, but they were wiped out by overhunting in the 1800s. The first reintroduction programs in Minnesota, started in the late 1970s, were shaky, and during drought years in the 1980s and 1990s, many of the reintroduced birds succumbed to lead poisoning after ingesting old lead shot at the bottoms of lakes. Lead shot had been banned for waterfowl hunting in 1991 after a many decades-long battle with the NRA and a lot of hunters, despite how many waterfowl of all kinds died not from being shot, but from picking up lead shot as grit. Even after it was banned, the lead shot already out there at the bottoms of lakes, rivers, and streams is still lurking today, ready to poison any creature who picks it up. When water levels are low, swans can reach the bottom in areas where shot has sat for decades. Thanks to the Minnesota DNR's non-game wildlife program and the blood, sweat, and tears of many nonprofit wildlife rehabilitation centers, many of the poisoned swans recovered, and the swan's population has expanded dramatically. But now that it's thriving, the current administration's Fish and Wildlife Service announced rather quietly last Wednesday that they plan to open a hunting season on swans this year. I learned about this on Friday, and the deadline is today, Monday, April 20th, for all comments. According to data presented right in the hunting proposal, they were originally setting a target of 110,000 swans to allow a hunt of eastern swans, which also include the beautiful tundra swans that migrate through. But the count of both species of swans from the 2019 Midwinter Waterfowl Survey in the Atlantic and Mississippi flyways combined resulted in only 92,819 birds, a full 15% below their own target. So according to their own numbers, the eastern population of swans, including both tundra and trumpeters, is declining without a hunt. There is no surplus population when climate change, pollution, and habitat degradation in the Chesapeake Bay, where most tundra swans winter, and all kinds of other human-caused issues are right now hitting swans badly. The number of waterfowl hunters in the United States has declined dramatically in recent decades, too. In 1970, duck hunters numbered about 2 million. In 2015, there were fewer than 1 million, and the ones who remain include a lot of non-conservationists. Now, rather than capitalize on getting non-hunting wildlife enthusiasts to work with hunters to help all wildlife thrive so the public can enjoy wildlife in a wider spectrum of uses, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has been pandering to the worst elements of non-conservationist hunters. The trumpeter swan only exists in the Mississippi and Atlantic flyways thanks to being reintroduced, which was due to the hard work and funding of non-game wildlife programs. This weekend, Carol Henderson, past director of the Minnesota Non-Game Wildlife Program, wrote to me, "The Federal Register posting occurred on March 19th, but someone conveniently failed to notify people involved with trumpeter swan conservation until April 15th, and the deadline for comments from the public is on Monday, April 20th at 10:59 p.m. While each state would need to individually approve such a season under the proposed guidelines, it opens the door to potentially creating a general swan season without adequate citizen input, as happened with the Sandhill Crane season in northwestern Minnesota. So right now, I'm begging all my listeners to please submit a comment by 10:59 p.m. Monday night, that's tonight, at the Federal Registry site I have linked on today's blog post. After connecting to the link, look for the second item, Migratory Bird Hunting, Proposed 2020-21 Framework for Migratory Bird Hunting Regulations, and click on the box that says Comment Now. Please focus on why you oppose swan hunting specifically, rather than attacking hunting or hunters in general. Many hunters, I hope and pray a majority, are still conservationists, and they deserve our appreciation. But we can't count on hunting groups to fight to protect non-game wildlife. So I'm begging you to comment on the Federal Registry today. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.